Hey everybody, welcome to episode 102 of the PowerCast. This features your questions. We recorded this one a couple weeks ago so that we would have a little bit of extra showage during our break for the CrossFit Games and vacations and things like that. So listen up, maybe your question was in here. We like to do these every once in a while because it keeps us connected to what you're thinking about, what you're interested in, what your questions are. Those five-star reviews on iTunes are starting to mount up, and we like that too, so please keep that up as much as you possibly can and ask your friends to do it too. sponsors. Sponsors for this episode, obviously, howmuchyoubench.net. ThePowerMagazine.com, and CavemanCoffeeCo.com, who keeps us caffeinated and sometimes overly caffeinated. One other thing I wanted to talk about was I got a message the other day, the other night actually, from Clint Darden, who some of you know from EliteFTS.com, telling me how much he appreciates being able to listen to this show. He has been going through a long-term chronic illness that is actually life-threatening, and so he is not able, due to chemotherapy, to lift the way he'd like to right now, but he said that this show helps keep him connected to the lifting world, and it was really kind of humbling to hear that. And I'm really glad that we're able to do that, to provide that service. So positive energy out to Clint. All of you do that too, please, because we'd like to see him back to full steam sometime very soon. Also, in closing, shout out Matt Kroc. Damn.
She's a gold medalist.
World Cup.
Mark Bell's PowerCast, sponsored by ThePowerCast.
Everyone wants to see Mark Ripto.
How much you bench?
I don't even know where Ripto is. SoCal?
Alongside Silent
Texas.
Jim McGee,
Lexus.
Lexus, Texas?
From?
Poughkeepsie.
Yep.
Lexus, Texas.
Now I can hear you.
Lexus Flexus, I think it is. Lexus Flexus from Long Beach to Texas.
Is that a rap
song? Do sexist hoes want to get with this? I don't know.
I think it's before my time.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just on Instagram. Someone's name is Eat Butt. Mr. Eat Butt.
Eat Butt. I like Squats. I've seen Squats out there.
Squatty Pippin still, I think, the best.
Yeah. Squatty Pippin. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's the best name yet.
Pippin ain't easy.
Squatty Pippin.
We're going to try to get some goddamn wrestlers on this show, see if we can make that happen. But
yeah, like Kurt Angle.
You got to go through WWE legal. And we made it through somewhat, but not all the way through.
I'm going to come crashing through.
I thought we were all the way through on at least one.
We're good on Seth Rollins, I believe.
Okay. The champ?
We're working on others. Yeah, what do you need more than the fucking champ himself?
That'd be Jesus great. Christ. We could get him, but we can't get some
how is
scrub.
He not, how, the question I have for him how is he not afraid of Brock Lesnar?
Everybody should be.
That's like the first question right off the bat that I'm going to ask him. Because
well, I think Rollins is what, 185? 195? 200?
Yeah. He's... Yeah. He's 120 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's 6'3", 120.
Yeah. And what's Brock? 280?
Brock is enormous.
Yeah, but the internet tells us Seth has a giant dick.
Yeah,
so
why is that? We already talked about this.
Yeah, I know we did.
How does he fit it in those leather pants? He always wrestles
a question.
In.
I think he tucks
question.
It into his boot. Oh. He's got so those wrestling boots
what
on.
What, it's all a boot?
Ooh.
That was weird.
I can't... That was coming from my pocket.
Yeah, it sounded like a truck just fucking went by or something.
The okay. The subway in Sacramento.
I think we stopped it. I think it's the Periscope.
Thing. Oh, it's the thing.
Oh, I think my phone vibrated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
People are asking us all these questions on Instagrams.
Why?
Yeah, @SoundMike2K.
We
so you
post
can go
a
there.
Picture of camel toe. People start asking questions.
Oh, that poor girl. Jesus.
We had a fan come in here yesterday. It was pretty cool. Got to show her the gym, and Mike's about ready to die here. Awesome. That's awesome. It's
yeah.
always good to have new peeps in the gym. We also had this black dude show up who's like just...
I found his Instagram.
Kill everybody, I think.
I think he played in the NFL for 2 years.
Yeah.
He did. He would play for Oakland.
I don't think I want to help somebody like that. Like he's too strong already.
I saw him walking around and talking to no one. I went over to Casey like, fuck, that guy's going to kill us all.
He's so jacked.
Yeah, he's so huge. Big ass traps, big ass arms.
Yeah, man. he's gonna be back tomorrow. So that's what he told me yesterday.
Yeah, I told Casey.
The door.
I was like,
yeah, and he doesn't care. He's coming back and no one's going to fucking stop him.
Mark Bell, I own Super Training now.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
All right, sir. I'll see you later. Yeah, he said he weighs like 295, but he's in pretty good shape, so he only looked like, you know, I thought he was
He's got a flat belly for 295.
Yeah, I thought he was, you know, I thought he was.
Yeah, he probably has a 60-inch vertical.
I thought he was going to say cack.
No, Seth Rollins, cack of the day.
Yeah, he was really explosive, though, so it's always good to have new peeps coming in, and it's great when somebody has a little bit of a foundation behind him. He played some pro football, so. And hopefully we can do something with him.
He's looking to do a meet, right? Isn't that the deal?
Yeah. He's lifting like a goddamn maniac, so that'll be the first order of business is to try to slow that down without...
slow his roll a little bit.
Yeah, without impeding his excitement too much. You know, you don't want to do that.
Well, I think he takes direction really well. What little I saw people working with him, he just picked up really quickly. So
he played in the NFL for a bit, so he must be doing something right.
Yeah. He looked legit.
What's going on over there, Silent Mike?
I don't know. All these people are asking me questions on
Let's wait for that.
No, no, on my direct message. It's not even on the... Oh. I told people to ask questions. They're so annoying. I quit.
They're asking for your underwear,
socks.
They're DMing you.
There's not even cool things like that. I wish it was something like that.
Hey, for you motherfuckers that are listening on the YouTube, you guys notice our fresh background back here that we got?
The rattlesnake?
You should be.
Poop stories?
You're on Periscope, I can't.
We got some random shit going on back here.
Jason Kalipa's 30-inch tricep.
An ST logo, poop stories, all kinds of different things back there.
I'm hiding Dewey,
but
though.
We got some interchangeable ones. We can stick other stuff up there.
We may do contests in the future based on what the fuck is on the
Who the hell it is or whatever.
Can't stop locking eyes with Dwayne Johnson back here.
He's a handsome fella, isn't he?
He's a handsome devil. I agree.
Anyway, what's going on with this porn shuttle I heard about? You know anything about this? There's like a hold on a second. There's like a space shuttle, or there's some sort of like shuttle that's going to go into outer space with like some sort of porn thing going on.
They're going to make the first porn shoot in outer space. I don't know. I read it. I didn't see it.
See, that boggles my mind because like we're in powerlifting, and you know there's powerlifters that can't afford to go from fucking Tennessee to Michigan to do a powerlifting meet.
The porn
but we're
industry.
Sending motherfuckers up into space to fuck.
Was it like a couple years ago they talked
space
about
fuck.
The first
space balls, new meaning to space balls. Go
yeah.
On,
yeah, maybe it should be called space balls.
Yeah,
the first time like anybody could buy a ticket to outer space or something. You take a shuttle up there and then come back down. You know, it's like $1 million.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Some NSYNC guy was like first to sign up.
Yeah, it's Virgin Galactic.
Yeah, there you go. Virgin Galactic.
Richard Branson.
That's another great name for porno.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some sort of faster shuttle or some shit too, right? Yeah, is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. I just know that like if you had enough money, you can go to outer space. Whereas like 30 years ago, you couldn't.
Yeah, I think that's like where things are heading. People will fucking go right in outer space.
Who's going to fucking space?
You've seen the movie WALL-E?
Of course.
WALL-E's such a good movie. Like that's such a good movie. It's deep as shit.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly still haven't seen it.
Oh,
so.
You should see WALL-E. You'll dig it. You'll love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll absolutely love it. I'm not that big into cartoons. Like I like like Family Guy and Shrek's funny. But like WALL-E's deep.
Damn.
He's telling our future.
WALL-E and porn.
Maybe a little WALL-E robot comes out.
You never know what's gonna happen.
Well maybe we'll watch it with Mike
the little 6 month
old when he's here.
Yeah, WALL-E's good. I heard the new movie's good. Was it Inside Out?
Yeah, it's supposed to be great.
I heard
it was really, really good. It's probably the best Pixar since
Toy Story.
Since Up.
Oh, Up was all right. See, I'm not that into it. Up's okay. Yeah. I like Toy Story.
Up is one of my favorites, but The Incredibles is my favorite of all.
Oh,
yeah, Incredibles is funny.
Yeah.
It's
I love
awesome
that
movie.
Scene in Incredibles when he's training and he's trying to get back in shape and he gets all buff and then he's all like, he goes back and he visits like the woman that trained him or whatever, and she's like, "Oh!" And she sees him through the camera.
Yeah, the costume maker.
She goes, "Oh
yeah,
my god, you got so fat!" Poor guy's been working out for a couple months, getting himself back in shape, and she just kills him, just crushes him.
He's just too fat.
I don't think Jim's had this yet. We talked about it the other day in the gym. The Tonight Dough, Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
I have not had that. No,
so good, Jimmy Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
He made the best ice cream in the world.
It's so goddamn good. It's like Ben and Jerry's. You can never go wrong with it because it's got so much like shit crammed into it.
Yes,
you don't
never,
even know what flavor it is anymore.
You can never get like one ice cream and one like treat in there. There's like five.
And then if you're really fat like me, you buy two different ones and still mix them together.
Why not?
Yeah. Buy half baked and fish food. Try that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
You ever do like a milkshake with fish food?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, back when there's a goddamn Ben and Jerry's in Davis, I used to do that all the time. So yeah, good.
Fish foods are really good.
It's just like, it's almost like a just a giant thing of like chocolate syrup at that point, though.
Yeah, I don't even know what tonight dough is. It's some kind of cookie, like cookie dough.
I think it's peanut butter cookie dough. And it's like chocolate ice cream, has regular cookie dough.
Yeah, chocolate chip cookie dough, peanut butter cookie dough.
Not enough people understand peanut butter cookie dough.
We tried to tell Quest, and they mocked us.
Yeah. Peanut butter cookie dough is like, is so good.
If Quest made a peanut butter chocolate chip.
And regular cookie dough is really good, too.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that thing's really good. We need a peanut butter
caramel
chocolate chip
and
Quest.
Chocolate ice cream with chocolate cookie swirls and gobs, that's the key word, gobs, of chocolate chip cookie dough and peanut butter cookie dough. They nailed it with that one. Jesus Christ.
Somebody made something.
And congratulations.
Somebody made something on Instagram or maybe Twitter, and it was like Ben and Jerry's Ed Cohn, C-O-N-E. It was like vanilla ice cream with cone in it. I thought it was real for a second. I was like, Ben and Jerry's secretly a powerlifting lover. Yeah. And they came up with this. I had to research it. They fooled me.
That's awesome. That's they put a great Ed Cohn on the cover.
Yeah, Eddie Cohn. Like, Eddie Cohn flavor.
Eddie Cohn.
Because like so an ice cream cone.
So they took like Stephen Colbert's Americone?
Yeah. But it was Eddie Cohn.
Okay.
I was like, fuck, holy is this shit. Real? I had to Google
Eddie him. Eddie Cohn, I would imagine, just to make, totally make fun of him, it would just be vanilla.
Just plain?
It'd be as plain as could be.
We'd have to ask Hega about that.
Yeah, just be as plain as possible.
Tonight, though, if you guys haven't had that, go get it. You'll thank us later.
Looks killer.
My wife the other day bought butter pecan, and I just thought to myself.
Ben and Jerry's?
No, just like regular. And I just thought to myself, like, we're fucking old. Like, that's all, like kids don't eat that. That's like old people shit.
Yeah, like.
I don't mind it because I'm getting old. Well,
it's ice cream.
And it's fucking ice cream, yeah. But butter pecan? Come on, really?
That's pretty old.
My
Sorry,
wife buys
Andy.
Coffee ice cream because I, in general, will not eat it.
I like coffee ice cream. I could do coffee, but it has to have like chocolate chips or if this was coffee and then you go cookies.
Why doesn't all ice cream just have like some chocolate chips in it? Don't be so stingy.
That's a good question.
Almost all do though.
Yeah, you should just throw it in there.
Yeah. I don't know how the market like gets away with just chocolate ice cream anymore. Who the fuck buys that? Yeah.
That's a good question because there's nothing to it.
Like vanilla ice cream, okay, maybe you make a milkshake or maybe like a root beer float for like a little kid.
Right.
But otherwise, vanilla ice cream is a piece of shit too.
A root beer float is a joke too. Like, didn't Smokey get one the other day too?
We went to a comedy club and it's like a 2-drink minimum, you know? And so like none of us really drink.
Right.
But like, and we're with like Dick Lickerson, Robot. And so, like, I get a Diet Coke and, like, a water or some shit, you know, like a $5 water just because I don't really drink. And Smokey doesn't drink, but he gets some fancy-ass looking root beer float. And then Nickerson from across the room, hey, what's that? Gets the same thing. Such bums.
Just a weird thing to, like, put your calories into. But
and doing it in public. Yeah. You're a 28-year-old boy.
Yeah, it's kind of like when people bring in brownies and cupcakes and shit into super training.
Oh, I think they're still out there. I threw the white ones away yesterday.
And like no one eats them, but then everybody goes home and eats whatever the hell's in their sights.
I know, everyone always, they're the worst.
I don't eat that way. Just when no one's looking, I eat a different way.
I was going to say a couple people, not to mention names, Juan, went outside to eat the cupcakes so like no one could see him. I don't know what, he came in, he had like frosting all over his face.
That's great.
It's like, what were you doing in the parking lot?
What was he eating one of the white ones?
Yeah.
the frosting just melted into a puddle.
It was homemade.
I just threw that stuff away.
It was homemade frosting
yesterday because it was just a puddle. It was
I made the other ones.
Who brought that in? You brought it in?
No, but I made them. I gave them to Smokey.
Oh, I thought you brought it in. No,
no.
Little 4th of July party.
Yep, little 4th of July.
Hell yeah.
Little BBQ.
Yeah, I don't know about that butter pecan though. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't
bullshit.
Like nuts and ice cream either.
Way.
It's like too hard.
No, that's a waste of time.
Toasted almond too. My wife, that's another one that my wife buys.
I don't like any of that. Yeah. Or nuts in your cookies or brownies. Fuck that.
Yeah, no walnuts.
Yeah, fuck that.
Maple nut? Doesn't maple nut ice cream have walnuts?
I don't even know what that is.
Sounds pretty good.
Nuts in anything except my mouth are bullshit.
chocolate chips in. An oatmeal cookie.
The best.
Changes it so much. Like oatmeal raisin?
Bullshit. Yeah.
That's fucking weak. Disgusting.
Oatmeal chocolate chip peanut butter? Golden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Game winner. That shit's amazing.
Yeah. You could literally just take like regular oatmeal, throw peanut butter, throw chocolate chips, stir that bitch up a lot, and then it becomes like a cookie. I eat that every morning.
So good. So goddamn good.
Yeah, oatmeal's not bad. I don't know.
I like oatmeal.
I don't know why people think it's healthy.
I think, you know, they sell you on the fact that it's got the little heart on it, and they sell you on the fact the fiber.
Yeah, like regular oatmeal, I guess you could argue, is healthy if you put nothing in it.
Yeah, it's supposed to lower your cholesterol.
But I mean like oatmeal cookies.
Oh, yeah.
So like, oh, I'll have an oatmeal.
Yeah. It's not any, that's not any different.
If you're going to have a cookie, you fucking have a cookie.
Right.
Yeah. Oatmeal just happens to be kind of like a chewy cookie. It's good. Or like a granola. I could eat granola.
Granola is amazing, but granola is usually high in calories unless you buy like a specific kind.
No, I think all of it's so dense.
It's got like 10 grams of fat per serving.
Yeah, like 50 carbs. Yeah, you're just fucked.
Yeah.
But it's so delicious for some reason.
It is good.
My wife makes it without like oil and stuff, just like egg whites.
Still pretty good.
It's good, but there are nuts in it. And so the nuts always, you know,
you
got to consider the fat there.
Nuts ruin everything.
Mm-hmm. Nuts in oatmeal is not too bad, like in regular oatmeal.
Yeah. Yeah, or like chunky peanut butter.
I can go with that. Peanut butter. Yeah, peanut butter works.
Do you do chunky or smooth?
Chunky. A little bit of both. A little bit of both.
Oh, both ways.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to eat smooth peanut butter, it's the kind that's really not good for you.
Yeah,
the,
I like
you
it
know,
all.
Jif style or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it just tastes like candy.
Stats-wise, I think they're all relatively similar, right?
I think it's just how much...
maybe a little more sugar in some of the cheap commercial ones.
I don't even think it's that much more. I think it's just like that it's more processed or more ingredients.
Right. Who really cares?
If you're into that hippie bullshit.
Yeah. Doesn't matter a ton, does it?
I don't know. I feel great after some Jif.
I love peanut butter. I love anything that's got fat in it. I'm a fucking fan of.
Peanut butter's kind of a fad thing. Like maybe 5-10 years ago, we had like fancy ice cream places. Like Cold Stone popped up.
Yeah, fancy nut butters.
Well, then there was Froyo.
Right.
And then there was cupcakes were like a thing. Like, everyone's getting the fancy cupcakes. Right. Now it's like fancy donuts.
Yeah.
But fancy nut butters are really popular.
Yeah, there's cashew and peanut.
Yeah, and then they throw, like, chocolate ones.
And they mix them all together.
Cookie ones, cookie butter, whatever, from Trader Joe's. That's overrated. it's not that good. It's all right.
It's awful.
Have you had it?
I've had it,
It's like gingerbread. That's not a fucking cookie. That's gingerbread butter.
Yeah, well, you know, like a gingerbread cookie is pretty good.
It's okay.
It's pretty good.
But I'm going chocolate chip over gingerbread any day.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing is bacon salt. You ever have that?
No, that sounds really fat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have that at home. Yeah.
Yeah, they have it at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty goddamn good.
Is it supposed to be healthy or is it just
No,
flavored?
Not necessarily. No, I think it's just a bunch of chemicals.
What's like Appalachian fucking salt?
I don't even think it's from bacon. I think it's just some weird cheap salt.
Oh, yeah, it's just bacon flavoring. It's not real bacon.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good on popcorn.
Yeah.
Oh, I do love popcorn.
Yeah. It's maybe a little bit like Lowry's salt. You ever have that? Like the orangey salt?
Seasoned salt.
Oh. Yeah.
So that has MSG in it.
Yeah, that stuff's good.
MSG.
That Lowry's salt is good.
MSG does make me hungry, I think. Like, I don't know.
It's supposed to.
Yeah, but like there's some foods that I just can't get full on. I was like, this fucker has to have MSG in it.
MSG's got to be great for powerlifting. That should be like, we should sell it as a supplement. Get your
or
fucking
like skinny,
bloat on.
Yeah, skinny kids. I can't gain weight. Fuck you. Just drizzle some whatever the fuck MSG is on your cereal.
Yeah, it can't all be bad, can it?
I don't know. Bad's relative.
It's just salt, right?
Yeah.
Or is it some weird bastardized chemical version?
Yeah, it's
of
some
salt?
Weird bastardized chemical.
Well, you know, it turns out there's like 6 or 7 different kinds of salt that are commercially available. And like, if you're a food manufacturer who knows what you're doing, you're looking for the kind of salt that complements your food.
Mm. Pink Himalayan sea salt.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I love that
that's
kind of
so
shit.
That's so weird. And this supposed to be healthy.
It's supposed to be because the molecule shape
is
different.
That sounds like horse shit.
Yeah. So it's not supposed to increase blood pressure for people who are sensitive to salt like
but
that.
I thought like salt's doesn't even increase blood pressure unless you have like a blood pressure issue.
It doesn't, unless you're sensitive to salt. Yeah.
It's a small
percentage of the population.
Well, salt is like a pretty naturally occurring like thing. It's part of our fucking makeup too, right? Like it's in the fucking ground and it's in our bodies.
Speaking of makeup, Omar Usif.
People don't usually get like ailments from things that are natural. So they're
right.
When people have high blood pressure from quote unquote salt, it's because they eat like shit all the time.
Yeah, it's typically not. That's not the portion of their diet that's a problem, unless they're like, you know, it's a 1%
issue.
Some
sort of weird
you know?
Condition. Yeah. Yeah, it's usually the case. That's like people saying they get fat off of fruit. It's like, you got fat because you ate a fucking plum. Give me a break.
Yeah. It's the 5 donuts before your fucking peach.
Right.
I've heard of people getting fat off of fruit.
Want to get to some of these questions?
What? But what about the banana girl? I don't think we've ever talked about her. I don't even know what she does, but she ate like a, she only eats bananas or something like that. She's like an Australian chick. She's like YouTube.
She only eats bananas.
Typing banana girl.
Banana girl.
Or something like that.
Do I need to put safe search
on?
You
probably, who knows what might pop up. But I swear she eats like only bananas or something. And that, she's, I think she's like a vegan advocate.
Getting in some of that there potassium, huh?
Yeah, banana girl diet. She's like a cute little blonde girl from like Australia. And all she does is eat bananas. Her YouTube like blew up. I think she hopped on a bunch of TV shows and stuff.
Oh, she's skinny as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, she's not jacked by any means. She's just little. But all you eat is banana.
I don't. Those tits are not bananas.
Yeah, not a whole natural diet there.
No.
Just eating bananas the whole time?
Yeah, I don't know. Someone did ask me, actually there's tons of questions here, but one that popped out earlier in my head was, how do you perfect a tapered shit? Or how do you improve upon tapered shit? And my answer is popcorn. Popcorn is...
Psyllium.
Yeah, popcorn's a great fiber, a great carb, fills you up, high volume.
One wipers.
I think, you know, on a more serious note, if you're eating pretty healthy, then when you shit, it shouldn't be so problematic.
Yeah.
You know, the worse you eat or the more foreign some stuff is to you, then every time you shit might be, like, catastrophic.
Yeah, hand going running through a tough mudder
like
back
the fucking,
there.
Yeah, like the poop that fucking happened in the bathroom that's, like, halfway on the seat, halfway in the cover, halfway behind the toilet.
Yeah, our whole gym is so fat and gross.
How does that, like if you sat down on someone's toilet... And you just did a shit that just like kind of sprayed.
And you know.
You kind of like just, you know, give it a once over like on the way out. You
without
know?
Looking, you know how your shit's flying out of your butt.
Oh, yeah. Like if you ran in like Dumb and Dumber style and barely made it.
Yeah. You know it's not landing
you're like,
where it's
all
supposed
right,
to.
Well, I don't really want to wipe that up, but I don't want anybody else to see it either because
it's
embarrassing.
That's
it's
just gross. It's just gross.
It's just disgusting.
Well, I don't understand why. We had this discussion yesterday. Offline about the bathrooms here, since Detroit is on extended
leave
that no one is cleaning the gym currently.
Undergoing intense therapy.
He's turning into a woman.
Or something, yeah. So they say on assignment. He's on assignment in wherever he is.
He had to go away for a while.
But that's like, what people say with like rehab.
Yeah, jail.
This robot
traveling.
Robot said to me yesterday, shitting at the gym is not ideal anyway. And why do you want to leave a big fucking mess?
Yeah, we had a great conversation about this, and someone was like, oh, well, I do like shitting at work, but I don't like shitting at the gym. I like to come to the gym ready to lift, meaning my shit's taken care of.
Yeah, it's the worst when you get here and you're supposed to, like, squat or
deadlift.
Yeah,
you're trying to warm up.
You're like, oh, I got to take a shit.
Yeah.
Maybe you're already sweaty because you already started your warm up.
Oh, yes.
But then you're like, oh, this is... You know, it can either go one way or the other. So,
but you do lose.
You
got
to kind of make a decision to take that dump.
Yeah, but then your belt doesn't feel right. Like you literally can't get as tight. Like you want a full stomach, but not a shit stomach. You want your food high up in there.
Yeah, you don't want to have one leaking out.
The very first question did say
deep cheeks.
Still looking to see what exactly a tapered shit is. Like, what are you even Googling in it? You can't find out.
A tapered shit is when you wipe and you didn't really wipe up anything because it was fucking perfect.
Yeah, what Benny Magnuson call him?
I forget, but he was
one wipe wonder. I think
it's a one wipe wonder.
Yeah, but I think Benny was very excited about his one wipe wonders.
Yeah, he said he has them all the time.
Yeah, not with. Oh, I can't imagine that butt.
Yeah, he does have a big old butt.
Yeah, he's a huge human being. Tips on cunning water for 2-hour weigh-ins. I don't know. Don't
weigh what you weigh. I mean,
2-hour weigh-ins are tough, man. I know, like some of the top level USAPL guys cut a little bit of water. And then can rehydrate with whatever Pedialyte and stuff, but that's hard.
I think on something like that, you know, talk to the experts, talk to Lane Norton.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I'm sure Bryce Lewis.
I don't know anything about
stuff.
Cutting for 2 hours, so that's not my expertise.
Well, I mean, 2 or 3 pounds, you ought to be able to figure out.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know,
it is kind of weird though because sometimes they'll weigh in at like 2 in the afternoon.
Right.
So it's not like
it's not first thing in the morning.
Just don't eat food. But that's kind of, you know.
It's dicey because you don't get back up. You don't start to feel normal again.
All these questions are about cutting weight, and they're all from chicks. Chicks, what are you doing? Need to cut 5 kilograms for a powerlifting meet in 6 weeks. Slow and steady cut or cut the week of the meet? I say neither, for one. Two, if it is slow and steady, you only have 6 weeks. 6 weeks isn't that slow and steady. Like, that's kind of slow.
Yeah, you should be, you know, for girls, you know, they should be within 2 to 3% of the weight that they're trying to get to.
Yeah.
You know, they shouldn't have to lose much.
Well, and I think if you
shouldn't have to lose much weight at all.
If you really want to, like Mark said, like off season or whatever, if you have an off season, yeah, be like 5 pounds heavier or whatever percent's probably good. And then I would try to get to your competing weight during your prep.
Right.
Like whether you do like an 8 week prep or 12 week prep, you want to like train at that weight forever.
I just like to comment on the fact that back when we started this, nobody called it a prep.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
somewhere along the line, like...
Well, I think part of that is the conjugate thing. So, like, they're congruent periodization. Yeah. So, you're ready year-round. Where now, raw lifters are more into, like, periodized training. So, you're going, like, sets of 10 all year until you're training.
Everybody that did Westside back then did an 8 or 12-week training cycle up to a meet. They just didn't call it a prep. I think that when we got cross-pollinated with fitness and bodybuilding and all that shit, again, we, you know, started to come back together, then... Well, somebody who's not a fitness competitor or who is a power lifter got to call their thing a prep.
Yeah.
And so, and they're putting together a social media package around it.
Maybe.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah, which is true.
Yeah.
Everything comes back to selling, but it's true that Louis, you know, you have Circa Max, but that's kind of different, but otherwise you're supposed to be ready year round.
Yeah. Right. Supposed to be, but that's what everybody did.
Everybody turns it up when you're getting closer to a meet, but it is part of conjugate.
With regards to losing weight, you know, I think, in general, you should typically be like within 5%, you know. So if you weighed like,
all right, Rich Piana,
you know, if you 5%, you know, if you weigh like 140 or so, it shouldn't be more than like 5 or 7 pounds. Like, it shouldn't be that much. It just shouldn't be that huge of a.
It should be one big taper shit and ready to go.
Yeah, yeah, it shouldn't be that huge of a thing. But I don't like the idea of people losing weight going into powerlifting meets. It always results in you doing. Not as well as you could have and not as well as you should have.
Right.
What's the worst injury you've ever had to train through? What modifications did you make to work out to accommodate the injury? It's another girl asking us. I don't know what all these girls are doing on my Instagram.
Hurt themselves.
Well, because the picture had a girl in it.
No. It's my picture.
Oh.
It's a cow with a dumbbell.
I didn't see that.
That's what it is.
let's see. I had a couple of bumps and bruises along the way. I would say whenever you have an actual injury, like whenever you actually fuck yourself up and you actually get hurt, those are easy to work around because you simply just don't really work around them. You just don't train. You don't try to tap into that area. You don't try to get into anything that hurts for a while. People always talk about like rehabilitation and all these weird things. You can fucking stand on a foam pad and, you know, do an airplane and be on one leg and bark like a dog and do all these things. But you're probably just better off just like basically not training or focusing in on a few things that you can do rather than focusing on the shit that you can't. And just staying away from pain for a while. And then eventually the area will fucking heal itself. Like when I fell, I was fucked up for about 3 months, but what did I do? I just didn't squat.
Yeah.
It wasn't like no like procedure of like, I'm going to do TKEs religiously every day. It's like, fuck that. That's stupid. Just wait until you feel better and then start moving around.
Yeah, I think that's a good definition to make. Like, I don't know if it's me trying to be a tough guy or not, but like, I don't think I've ever been injured.
Right.
I've just been hurt.
Yeah.
And so if you're injured, you have to go to a doctor. You have to go to the hospital. Or you're not going to get fixed. That's my kind of definition of injury.
And then even then, sometimes like you know, I dropped 600 pounds on my foot, and I broke every toe on one side, and you know, it's like
our boy Johnny Candido just did that at IPF Worlds.
Yeah, it's awful.
There isn't anything you can do about that.
No, there's nothing. I mean, you go, they'd say, oh, you broke your foot.
Unless they're dislocated, there's nothing you can do.
Stay off it.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. I don't know, for several years in a row there, I had a this high hamstring glute business that went on. And so anytime I tried to do a meet, basically I just didn't pull that heavy. You know, I did pull, but I didn't pull like, you know, I was lifting in gear. I didn't put on the full gear and go all the way to the max. I would put the gear on early and go, you know, 80% or something. But that's... That was it, because it was the in that above 90% range that made it hurt more. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I fucked up my back pretty bad. I don't necessarily think it was hurt. I didn't throw a disc, as far as I know. And all I did was squat to 3 plates for, you know, maybe 5-6 months this last time. I kind of threw it out. It hurt pretty bad. Anything over that. And then I started, took away my frequency. So I was squatting 3 times a week. And then I just started squatting once a week. And then now I feel pretty good.
sometimes if you, like, say, hurt your shoulder or, you know, your pack or something like that, if you just skip one bench workout, a lot of times you're fine.
Yeah, or get a massage or a mobility day.
Sounds ridiculous, but, like, it probably will only take you about 2 weeks to heal from something that just kind of hurts or something that's just kind of tweaked. If it's like an elbow or something like that, you know, just throw a compression cuff on there, wrap it up with a multi-purpose wrap, use a slingshot. Any of those kind of things will help. Anything you can find to fucking wrap it up with, really. Things like rock tape and all those different things. They have some benefit. You can use some different lubes and ointments and stuff like that.
Hey now. Slingshot lube.
I think
all that kind of stuff can help.
The classic pec minor strain takes about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, dig on it with Kelly's balls, Supernova or something like that, or, you know, do Dora stretches and all that stuff until it straightens itself out. That's, I think, probably the most common people like, it's right in here. Yeah. People are always holding that spot and rubbing it and shit.
Yeah, and also maybe, you know, while you are banged up, work on a couple things that you should be working on anyway.
Right.
So if you hurt your shoulder, maybe you're working on your ankle mobility. You know, work on some shit that you suck at.
Some of these questions just blow my mind. If I go from training 5 days a week to 4 days a week, like Wendler's 531, how will my TDEE, total daily energy expenditure, change? Will I have to eat less to avoid gaining weight? We don't know.
Yeah.
Don't change anything. If you gain weight, eat less.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
people like try to measure their TDEE and like their calorie expenditure. Like just keep everything the same. Like keep your cardio, lifting, life the same. Right. And if you gain weight, then you need to eat less. If you lose weight, you need to eat more depending on your goals. Like you don't have to go to a bod pod or DEXA scan every week to realize like what your results are or use a scale, use a mirror, and then adjust accordingly.
Well, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon too. It's like changes in weight happen over longer periods of time. Like if that change, somebody made that kind of change and they were maybe in a little bit of a calorie surplus, it would take a couple of months before they really noticed, you know, what was going on. They start putting on extra weight because your body tends to, it operates like it operates. It gets into a particular zone and you don't really gain weight or lose weight too very quickly.
Yeah, people will diet for 2 weeks and like, man, I'm not losing weight. I'm not looking leaner. Like, diet for 6 weeks and tell me you're not looking better.
Yeah, come back and tell me about it then.
I'm having trouble currently figuring out my diet. What books or sites would you recommend to really tune in my diet as to what it should be?
If you're having any problems with the actual foods that you're eating and you have some bad habits, I always recommend that people try to go on a lower carb diet for about 2 weeks. Just try to cut them out, go under 50 grams a day for approximately 2 weeks just to try to get some better habits, because I think that the truth is most of us are just addicted to sugar and you need to try to ditch some of those cravings and develop some new habits. You can replace some of that sugar with some fat, but don't go too crazy with it. You can have some whole eggs and some bacon here and there, some avocado. But every meal doesn't need to have fucking 30 grams of fat in it for you to have energy. So that's the first place I usually recommend people to start.
And you just kind of say that because most processed foods or calorie-dense foods are carbs in our world?
Yeah, just, you know, get rid of fucking potato chips and fried shit like that. And
ice cream.
You got, like, ice cream, cookies. I mean, they all kind of fall into that category. Cereal is, like, too easy, you know, to OD on, basically. And you're not going to buy any sort of really healthy cereal and be able to manage it all that well. So ditch some carbs for a little while, and then from there, you know, start to add some carbohydrates in around your workouts. Maybe go 50 grams before a training session and 50 grams after a training session and start to see how your body responds to it. Just try to keep it simple.
I'm just going to try to cover our bases because diet could just mean what you're eating, or diet could mean calorie deficit, meaning trying to lose weight.
Right.
In which case, when you're trying to lose weight, you're most likely trying to lose fat. So just to cover our bases, if you're just trying to clean up figure out how to eat to perform or to look good, then like focus on like nutrient dense foods, you know, veggies, carbs that aren't crazy, rice, potatoes, meats, red meats, fishes, chickens, typically chicken breast and thigh, just so you don't get too fatty and weird. And then from there, just according to your goals. It's kind of simple, you know. If you're trying to gain weight, it's okay that you have a little bit of whatever, quote-unquote, shit here and there. And if you're not, then you probably can't.
It's really easy to do. It's really easy to overeat, and it's really easy to undereat. I think a lot of people that are getting into training heavy are just simply not eating enough. So make sure you're having 5 or 6 meals a day. One of those meals could possibly be like a protein shake or something during your workout, or some sort of intra-workout carbs or whatever the fuck combination that you like to use. But other than that, it should pretty much just be food. It shouldn't be relying too much on protein bars, although there's a little bit of room for that as well, maybe once a day or something like that. But
yeah, all those things.
If you're trying to build strength, you need a lot of red meat, in my opinion. You need some fats, and you're going to need a lot of protein.
Even though protein bars and protein powders are technically foods, they are like supplements.
Yeah,
to supplement your diet. They're not to replace every meal. They're not to replace anything, really. You know, eat enough chicken, eat enough meat.
Taking up room in your stomach that you could otherwise be putting into eating more food.
Well, and the problem with shakes and stuff is they don't really stick with you. I mean, they're made to digest quickly, and you do.
Right.
You know, they just they tear right through you. So it doesn't really solve a craving problem or that empty stomach feeling for very long.
Right.
How do we feel about lamb? It's a fattier meat, but I've been eating it more lately just because, like, beef is so expensive right now, and sometimes you can get lamb. It's certainly tasty.
I think any form of meat is fine. You got, like, elk and buffalo. Yeah, and
elk is so good.
And you get tired of chicken.
I love elk.
Oh, like a pork, you know?
Yeah,
pork tenderloin is, like, no fat in it.
I know. You throw some barbecue sauce on that bitch, game on.
Pork tenderloin is fucking good. You could run the risk of overcooking that thing a little bit. But
same with lamb. You can overcook it if you're not careful.
And I'm sure some nerd will tell us about their amino acid profile or something. But, like, in the scheme of things, if you're eating it, like, the reason there's, like, limits or numbers for the amount of protein you eat a day is to cover that base. So, like, people used to say, like, oh, you know, 2 grams per pound of body weight, and that has to be from whey, steak, and chicken. Like, if you're eating a gram per pound, and you can count the fucking protein in rice, like, you're covering your bases. Like, we're overshooting here, so you're okay. So, like, I wouldn't worry about the amino acid profile on a Quest bar.
No.
The other thing I'd say too, in regards to diet in general, like, if you're a strength athlete and you want to be fucking strong, make a commitment to, like, where you want to be strong, and not just for the short term, but also for the long term. So if you weigh 180 pounds and you want to commit to being strong at 180, well, commit to that. But maybe have another plan to get up to 190 and 195 and so on. I don't think enough people kind of see it that way. You don't always have to stay light. If you stay light.
Or go lighter. That's like the trend.
Yeah.
Stay light and go lighter.
Yeah, if you stay light, it's just you're just limiting your gains. You're limiting your opportunity to get as strong as possible. If you look at Ed Cohn, you know, he started out his powerlifting career in the 165 class and went all the way up to the 242 class, weighing, you know, as much as like 250 pounds, and then settling back down into the 220 class, finding where he was his best. You got Dan Green, you got Eric Lillibridge. A lot of these guys are, you know, they're gaining weight. To kind of see where they now Eric's going to go back down to 275 and try to break his own record there again, you know. So I think that's important, and also you're not stepping on stage, so you don't need to worry about just eating chicken breast and broccoli all day. You should have some room to have some fats in there, and you should have some room to just kind of be big and jacked rather than be like shredded. I wouldn't, you know, the women actually do a better job than the men in this sport of. Just kind of like saying fuck it, and like I'm not so worried about like my body. I'm just gonna be like strong, and I think that's awesome. I think it's the right direction to go.
World record holder, Shayna Ratcliffe.
Hey, Shayna Ratcliffe, what's going on?
She asks us, "How do you stay motivated?"
She's so strong.
Is she?
How does she stay motivated?
Yeah, I don't know. She's jacked.
That's a better question.
Kills everybody.
Yeah, I don't know.
God damn. Staying motivated in Iron Game is easy. You got so many different challenges. There's so many different things to do over a long period of time. You can kind of start to lean towards bodybuilding, or you can just say, you know what, I did a set of 20 reps on squats the other day, and I couldn't fucking breathe. Like, that's terrible. I need better conditioning. There's always different goals. There's always different things to kind of chase.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've always liked the what you learn from training. I've always liked the kind of the journey of it is the discipline of it. And the more you put into it, the more you get out of it. And so that is highly motivating to me. I know, like, I can come in and do a few sets of bench and just leave, you know, and I'll get a certain result that way.
Right.
Or I can take it more seriously and I can say, you know what, I got to finish. I got to follow through with a plan. I got to follow through with minimum of 5 exercises or I'm not going to get the results that I want.
Right.
And to me, that's always exciting. That's always a challenge. If you're stagnant and you've been doing it for a long time, look into trying some different training methods. Look into trying some West Side Barbell type stuff. Maybe the conjugate system, switching exercises, using bands or chains, or doing pause squats instead of regular squats, doing pause benches instead of just floor presses. Just try to mix it up. Try to find a new challenge. Maybe you don't do a flat bench for 3 months. Maybe you just do incline and overhead.
Yeah.
Find a new challenge and find a new way to get yourself fired up and excited.
Yeah, I don't know why it's kind of like a thing. It might be like a rah-rah alpha male thing to say, like, oh, if you're doing this for anything other than, like, internal reasons, you're not doing it right, or you're, you know, like, motivation's only internal.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly disagree. I learned from, like, an early age. You know, my high school basketball coach coached me for all 4 years, and he said, like, find motivation in everything. Find motivation in anything and hunt down, like, motivation or inspiration. And, like, I'm big into that. Like, yes, I'm coming to the gym for me. Goal number one is me getting better, self-improvement. But, like,
right.
Like, we recently have a new member in the gym, Bryce. You know, he recently lost his leg, and he's in here benching 315 for a bunch of reps.
Crazy.
Like, that's motivation to me. Like,
yeah.
Like, fuck it. That kid's in here. He's having fun. He's got a smile on it. He's under 20. I think he's 21. You know, this kid just
I didn't realize he was that young.
Yeah, I think he's 21. He went through it. Like, he's been through way more than I have at an early age. And he's in here, like, just trying to get better, focusing on what he can do and what he can't. Like, that's motivation to me. YouTube videos. Young kids, like
music.
Yeah, music. Anybody that's successful is motivation to me. And I hunt that down every day. I try to watch, read, or talk to something.
Who are some of those people, like Jordan? I know you're a big Michael Jordan fan. And
yeah, just like all those stories are you know, they're cliche now because everyone knows him, but like Jordan getting cut from his, you know, junior year and sophomore year of basketball team, like that's
Arnold.
Ridiculous. Yeah, Arnold coming here with whatever, $5 in his pocket.
Yeah. The Rock, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, the list goes on and on, and sometimes you can be like a little bit disconnected to some of those real mega superstars, but you don't have to look any further than sometimes even just your social media to kind of find some people that, or even like your local trainer or your local coach or your dad. Or
I get tons
of motivation from my dad. You know, my dad talking to Stan the other day, like I was just looking at those two just talking to each other. I'm like, those are my heroes right there. That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
So, and totally different. They couldn't be any more opposite, you know.
Right.
But I was like, "That's fucking awesome," you know.
Somebody else that I'll throw in here right now is Matt Vincent, and I'll tell you what I like most about Matt is that he is super self-critical, and that's something I can identify with. And he really beats himself up a lot. But for a lot of people, when you get to that point of self being that self-critical, some people just. They get stuck.
Yeah, they might freeze up.
Yeah, they totally freeze up. And he doesn't. He just goes balls out. He is always he's always trying to get better. He's always trying to improve upon his results. He's always trying to improve upon his approach to training, you know, separate from adults. Adults.
Right.
Adults? What was the word I was trying to use there? Results. Adults, results.
yeah, but that's like Mark was saying, like not just like Jordan and Tyson, like the big names, but like that's why like 3 years ago I reached out to guys like Bart Kwan and Omar. Like they're young, they're around my age, like they're busting their ass to live their dream, to do what they want and make it happen rather than just like sit on their loins or find a
sometimes desktop. It's as simple as trying to find somebody that's possibly in a position that you would like to be in someday. And just getting around them and just kind of seeing how they – like, that doesn't always work because sometimes you have too much in common. You might fucking hate each
sometimes
other.
Sometimes you're the bum in the group and they don't want to hang out with you.
Yeah, that could also be the case. But, like, people will elevate you. You know, you find the right people. I always find it really motivating hanging around Kelly Starrett. You know, the guy's got tons of energy and he's got a great family life and he's got a great business going on. And he's super smart. And that kind of stuff, like, it, you know, might sound weird, but that gets me fired up for training. You know, like, it just, I'm finding motivation from one thing and just pouring it into something else.
Why are you so weak? I imagine that's towards me, and I don't know. Maybe I was born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it's Instagram.
When will you, when will Super Training Gym host another meet?
I don't know. I don't know yet. We haven't worked that out yet, but pretty happy with the job that Jesse Burdick has done lately, running some meets. And then Gracie V is going to run some meets down in San Diego. The V stands for vagina, by the way. But she's going to run some meets down in San Diego. I believe she's going to have her first one in like April. So
there you go.
We got and then also we got Cheryl Condon and Tara Getty have worked to have a meet at the old Super Training Grounds.
December, I believe. I forgot what. 4th, maybe? USAPL.
USAPL. Yeah. So it's cool. There's more meets.
Chrissy May.
More available in the California East or West Coast area.
Yeah, Chrissy May in Reno, I believe.
Black Iron Gym.
Chris Duffin has a couple a year up in Portland.
There you go.
I think there are some up in Washington. I'd like to see us maybe manage to do one meet weekend a year that was kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
I think we're in a position to do that. I think that Jesse's done a really outstanding job of getting sponsors.
Yeah.
This time through. He put more emphasis on it.
It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass, yeah. And he's not really running another business.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it was more challenging for you to get all of that under control. But so I'd like to see us in the future at some point, probably not at this facility.
Yeah.
Be able to put on a big meet once
sometime, somewhere, it'll happen.
What are your guys' thoughts on training twice a day?
Hey, if you got the time for it, fuck it, man.
Well, I think, depending
more
on
power to you.
Depending on goals, I don't always think powerlifting, it's necessarily more is better in powerlifting, but maybe bodybuilding or CrossFit. Or
if you're splitting up your workout so that you're doing some kind of your main exercise and you're taking the rest of the day and you're coming back and doing assistance work, I don't know what.
Yeah, I think it depends on the person.
Yeah.
I do think some of like the research shows that like you want to have like a 4 to 6 hour gap between the two, just from individuals I spoke to before about, you know, like if you were to take like a half an hour, go have like lunch or something, probably going to come back and you'll probably be dead.
Yeah.
You'll probably be kind of exhausted.
Depending on the kind of training you do, they have to be like talking to Jason Kleep a couple years ago or a month or about a year ago, you know, like his training's so different. Like he'll power lift in the morning, he'll like run, jog, or do endurance in the afternoon. Yeah. And then at night he'll do like a Metcon or CrossFit. Like those are so different. Like it's possible, but like powerlifting, if you're going to bench press your face off at 10 in the morning and then come back and try to do like dumbbells, like it's going to be really
hard.
Same
thing could
be
said for football or basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly how it's set up at, you know, people talk about 2-a-days, but okay, you're going to jog with your team in the morning, you're hitting weights in the afternoon, and then it's football practice in the evening.
Yeah. How bad would it hurt to like, you know, to lift and then go to try to shoot hoops? Like you would just shoot like shit, I'd imagine. Yeah, the ball would feel all weird.
We did that.
I'm sure, you know, and there's circumstances where that's the way it is and you have to do it that way. But
right.
If you can take a break from your lifting and put more into it in the second session, then fucking go for it. I think it'll be beneficial to you.
Should my poop be purple?
I don't think I've ever had a poople or
purple poople.
Purple poop.
Purple nurple?
Yeah, purple poop. I don't think I've ever had one, but that doesn't mean you can't enjoy having one. What if you ate like some food dyes and you can like shit a rainbow and stuff like that?
You can. Here's an inside story. My mom makes
the inside pooper scooper.
My mom makes
Fruit Loops.
Yes, maybe my first poop story. Around Christmas time, my mom used to just bake like up a storm and then make like platters, and that'd be like our gifts. You know, people send out like Christmas cards. Right. She would make like cookie platters.
You shit on a platter.
So yeah, so she made like she makes these. They're basically Rice Krispie treats with cornflakes.
Why are those so good?
Rice Krispie treats are way underrated. They're good.
Oh, they're amazing.
And all they are sugar and cereal.
I like the ones with peanut butter.
Yeah, amazing. Mm. I made some Oreo ones. Oreo Krispie treats.
They had the fat ones for a little while. The Flintstone, or not the Fruity Pebble and the Cocoa Pebble.
Yeah,
ones.
All that's so fat.
God damn.
Yeah. So these are cornflake.
Oh, yeah.
Cornflake Rice Krispie treats, and for some reason I loved them way more than Rice Krispie treats.
They gotta be great.
And what she did would make them green. With dye, and then they look like a wreath, you know, like a Christmas theme.
Okay.
So I had about probably 30 of them bitches. I'm like 8 years old or something, just shit my brains out all night, and it's bright green. It looked like I shit kryptonite.
Oh, my God.
And I, like, call my mom, and, like, Mom, these shits, like, take me to the hospital. Yeah. You know, she's like, it's all right. Just
what the
food
fuck happened?
Died. But it literally was bright green.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was weird.
I did the same thing with sugar cookies one year. My sister-in-law and Andy made, my wifey, they made sugar cookies. Like, sugar cookies are good.
Yeah.
But, like, a sugar cookie that doesn't have icing on it is like, just doesn't make sense. It's so much better with icing on
it. Well, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine without, but take that extra step.
Yeah, yeah.
Put that effort in, ladies.
Yeah, and so they started slathering icing on them, and I'm eating like one and two and three. And
it's way too easy.
I must have ate about, like, I legitimately ate about 30 of them, and the whole next day I was just shitting myself. Just like I shit, like I actually shit my pants. I'm like on the couch. And I'm like just like writhing in pain, and I'm like, I gotta get up and get to the bathroom. The second I went to get up, I just totally sharted myself. I'm like, this is a nightmare.
That leads us perfectly into our next question. Sharted on the way to work, go home or clean it up at work?
I think you gotta go home. You gotta get in the shower. I think you gotta start over. Home,
yeah. Well, I think there is a Daddy's Boy or something. There's an Adam Sandler movie with I forgot who his son plays. Fuck. Somebody will know, tell us what that movie is. But anyways, his son's all fucked up because his dad was like a drug addict. Adam Sandler was like a, you know, crazy dad. Made him like tattoo his son and shit when he's like 8. And so now his son carries around an extra pair of panties because he's always paranoid he's going to shit himself out in public.
Oh, my God.
So I suggest doing that.
Some spare undies?
Yeah, just carry spare undies everywhere you go. I think it's called Daddy's.
Powercast undies?
Big Daddy?
No. That's my boy.
That's my boy.
That's my boy with Adam Sandler.
Jack and Jill. I just saw Jack and Jill on the screen. That's my favorite movie.
Have you seen this? You'll like this if you like Jack and Jill. This is good. Jack and Jill is a good name.
Jack and Jill.
That's a weird porno.
Jack and Tan or Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan. Mark Bell, the man, the myth, the beast.
Somebody just said that randomly.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone said Silent Mike's looking massive in this pic.
Oh, my God.
Me and our guest.
Oh, I thought it was a picture of the cow. The pig.
That would be funny. Now I'm on yours. What else we got?
The pig cow.
There was a question on the Periscope earlier about the 2.0 shoe and Europe. Is that anything you know or not?
We don't know anything about the 2.0, yeah?
I don't think so. People always think that we're going to know stuff. Yeah. We don't know.
It'll go to Europe, I imagine, when it comes out in America. It's not out anywhere.
I mean, the 1.0 actually came out in Europe a little bit first, right? Like,
oh, maybe.
A couple weeks, I think. Week? 2 weeks? Something like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Testicle sweat during a bench spot.
Ooh.
I don't think that's ever happened. Wear boxer briefs and then hopefully that'll absorb it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you're free balling, it's possible it drips down on your forehead. But
if you're free balling,
the guy asking like how to enhance it or how to
not have it.
I don't know.
Maybe dab it with some toilet paper.
I don't know. Why do I always cry after sex?
That's great.
Bad choices
hurts your butthole.
Yeah.
That's great. Why do I always cry?
Jesus Christ, everybody was in this.
Dude, the questions
movie.
On your Instagram are way funnier than mine. This guy said, I just bought a Cadillac. Should I throw some D's on that bitch?
Hell yeah.
That's amazing.
That's funny.
Do you think someone should train raw for some time before trying to train single ply?
Raw.
Single ply gear. And if so, about how long?
Yeah, I think, first of all, if you're going to jump into a single ply competition, then you should buy some single ply gear. So that way you at least have it and you can at least, mess with it here and there. But most of your training should be, done raw, probably like 95% of it. And then every 2-3 weeks, after you go heavy, just throw the single ply stuff on just to get used to it. And I would suggest, if you're calling, one of the major manufacturers of some of the equipment, I would just explain to them that you're new and that you want it to not be crazy tight. So when you give them your dimensions, you're not just slamming yourself into something crazy. But the execution of the lift is crucial no matter what. The way that you lift and multiply is actually quite different than any other animal that's out there, anything else that exists. And single ply benching to a certain extent is like not even all that related to regular benching, but learning how to squat, learning how to deadlift properly are crucial. That you learn how to do it with and without the gear.
Knee wraps versus knee sleeves, which are better for competition and general training?
I like the I like seeing more guys lifting the knee sleeves. I just think it's less complicated.
I was going to say, each one is better.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
kind of like personal preference.
Yeah.
But to begin, maybe you want to kind of like gear. You know, wraps right. can kind of be, they are an aid. So, you know, get some form, get some muscle built maybe with sleeves, and then you can kind of venture into wraps.
Trying to be the strongest and you're trying to build up that squat, then maybe on occasion, maybe you do throw on something that's more supportive than just a knee sleeve. Maybe you throw on some sort of wrap or wrap your knee. Even just lightly, just to get a little more spring and be able to handle a little bit more of an overload. And then also just kind of avoid injury. You'll be able to handle a little bit more weight. But there's a lot of guys out there right now, like Chad Wesley Smith and Matt Wenning. And a lot of these guys are, you know, they're hitting like 900-pound squats in knee sleeves or damn near close to it.
Which is nuts.
Yeah, and they are guys that have used knee wraps for a long time, and use knee wraps in their training and use knee wraps in their competition.
Yeah.
That overload helps a lot.
I just was never a big fan of the cutoff in circulation.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah.
My sticking point in the squat is in the hole. Any exercise to fix it?
The simple answer is always something like a pause squat, but try to pause in some different areas. The video that we made with Chad Wesley Smith, he talks about an active pause rather than a passive one. So an active pause squat would just be that you are actually controlling the pause and you're not just falling on top of yourself and just having your hamstrings sit on your calves in the complete bottom position of the lift. You're not relaxing at all. So a pause squat would be recommended. Most people can usually get their bodies, unless they have really poor positioning. So that might be something you might want to look at. Your positioning might suck in your squat, but most people can usually boost themselves out of the bottom at least a little bit. So I would try to pause maybe like an inch or two above parallel. It'll probably be actually a lot harder for you than you would think. You can also try like an Anderson squat where you just set the weights up in some sort of rack and you're basically squatting from the bottom up.
I was going to say, if you're really getting stuck in the hole, it might just be like a general technique thing or any kind of tightness or bracing.
Reps,
getting that jacked up.
Reps always help because then it's you going to that position more often. Again, referring to Chad Wesley Smith, he just said, if you're weak in a certain position, just spend more time there.
I'm a lady listener. Love the podcast and Super Training.
Hey now.
TV.
Hey now. There's a couple of them out there.
Should you check?
It's probably more than a couple.
Should you check your draws if your fart feels extremely wet?
That's actually a really, really good question.
Did you ignore it?
So Quinn does. My daughter, she'll ignore it. I'm like, no, Quinn, I'm like, you definitely like pooped yourself.
But does she acknowledge it? Does she acknowledge it? She pretends it doesn't happen.
No, she's like, no, I didn't. I was like, you should go check because I think something happened. She's like, nah, I'm fine. So I don't know. It works.
She takes
for her.
The high road. Yeah, she takes the high road.
So denial is not just a river in Egypt.
That's right.
If you're the strongest gym in the West, who is the strongest gym in the East?
Oh, my God.
I think there's a couple.
There's a lot of strong gyms out there. There's a lot of strong groups of people. I would have to say that you can't really fuck with the Lillibridge.
Yeah, their group is pretty nuts.
Yeah, they got Tom Callis setting world records. They got, you know, obviously Eric and Ernie Jr. and Ernie Sr.
And then Tom Finn coming up.
Yeah.
Is it Matt Clausen? They have hella guys that are just strong as shit.
They got a lot of guys. And some of their females are doing awesome, too. Yeah, so
JP is going to squat a grand eventually.
Yeah.
He's not female, though.
Well, kind of. No, their chicks are nuts. What's that one chick? She just busted some records.
Yeah.
I met her. Sorry if I forgot your name. We met her at the Arnold. God damn it, I'm the worst.
Yeah. They got some...
She's probably listening.
They got some really strong people. And, it's not, in favor anymore, the multiply gear, but Westside Barbell still has a lot of strong athletes. And there's a ton of strong gyms on the East Coast. To try to keep track of that is...
The strength game is more east of the Mississippi than it is west of the Mississippi, really.
True.
Most of our listenership is that side of the country.
Everyone just started listing people they want to hear on the podcast instead of asking questions.
Are we going to vote up or down on that?
But, Brad Gillingham got mentioned a couple times. We could probably make that happen.
Oh, yeah, the Gillinghams would be... Any of the Gillinghams or all of the Gillinghams would be fucking awesome.
I don't know if we have room in the room for that.
Expand the table.
Yeah, Brad Gillingham... the most 800-pound deadlifts done in competition by anybody. I think like over 50 of them or some shit like that. IPF world champion, I believe, and just fucking hell of a person too. He's a fucking awesome guy.
Here's a pretty good question. When just starting out at around 100 pounds overweight, should I focus more on cardio or weightlifting? I say neither. I'd say focus on what you're eating.
A huge emphasis on your food. A lot of times people talk about losing weight and they talk about different things they're going to do with their training. But if you just look at somebody who does Weight Watchers, you know, a lot of the people that do Weight Watchers don't exercise at all.
Yeah, I might be wrong.
And they might lose 30 pounds, 50 pounds, 80 pounds from just changing their nutrition.
A couple things, a stupid saying, but it's kind of true. You can't outwork a bad diet. Like, it's really hard to if you're poorly eating, if you're 100 pounds overweight, you're probably eating very, very poorly.
The only people that can do that are people that are already in really good shape, because the capacity is like, Rich Froning can outdo anything.
He has it locked in, for one. He kind of understands balance, and he has more muscle than the average person.
Yeah.
The other thing is that, where's it going? Oh, this may be wrong too, but in my head, it's easier to make a good habit than to break a bad habit.
Oh, yeah.
So to make a good habit of working out or cardio should be simple or easier than breaking the bad habit of your eating. So if you spend your energy focusing, which was the question, on cardio, then you're not focusing that energy on eating better, and you're just going to end up being really good at walking.
Well, for one thing, I guess, what are they doing now? If they're doing nothing now, then...
Yeah, any small change.
Any small change is going to make a difference in terms
of be a factor.
Activity. Yeah, I think the other thing too, though, is that they need to not get into the mental habit of playing exchange with how much cardio or how much work they did versus.
And don't focus
their
on
food.
Your TDEE.
Yeah,
just eat a little better. Start lifting weights. I definitely suggest lifting weights. Cardio is fine, but I would use it sparingly. If you start doing cardio 7 days a week, trying to lose weight. As soon as you stop doing cardio 7 days a week, you're going to gain weight.
I just don't think anybody that listens to this podcast gives a flying fuck about doing cardio.
Yeah. Most people don't like it, really.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say, like, you know, probably a really, really small percentage of the people that listen probably knock out a half an hour, three times a week of just, like, regular steady state cardio. So if that's going to be, like, an unrealistic thing for you, then just accept it as being unrealistic and just don't fucking do it. Superset some of your work and use that as your cardio. Push a sled, you know, sprint up a hill. Other things like that are probably easier, and you'll probably more practical, and it might actually be things that you may actually do.
Focus on things you'll actually.
Or going outside for a walk is easy enough too, but you know, how long are you going to do that for? How often are you going to do that for?
Can I switch to a pause squat for a month to see if it boosts my regular squat?
Oh my god!
I would suggest no.
Yeah, you know, you could. Yeah, you can kind of see how it works. But I think a pause squat, in my opinion, is just an assistance exercise.
Yeah, I think the pace of a squat. Chad talked about it, but I've talked about it too. The pace and feeling. Mark talks about sensations of a lift. It's all the same. Different ways of saying the same thing. The pace of your squat's very fucking important. You want the pace of 135 to be the pace of 100% raw max. And when you're pause squatting, that pace is going to get broken up. So when you go to test, you will get stronger because you squatted for a month, and pause squats are hard. But your pacing will be off, and under heavy weights, you'll get all shaky and weird.
Majoring in the minors, as they say. Taking something that's supposed to be a piece of your training and make it all of your training is really never a good idea.
Yeah, again, you know, referring to Chad, you know, or just even watching him squat. He squatted 715 with a pause squat with no belt. But what would he have done? And it was high bar and stuff too, so the variables were stacked against him. So he used 715 pounds rather than like 900 pounds or whatever the hell he can normally squat.
Yeah, and he's squatting three times a week. So if you're squatting three times a week, two of them are regular paced and one's paused, sure.
Right.
That's maybe a little different.
Yeah. Well, all I was going to say is just that, like, how much more weight could he have done if he didn't pause it?
Right.
It probably wouldn't have been that crazy amount over it. So a lot of times things that you think are going to give you this crazy, like, rebound, something like a deficit deadlift or something, training with a stiff bar, the rebound it's going to give you is small, but it's significant. So it's – you know, you want to try to stick with certain things for a little bit, but you don't need to make too big a deal out of them.
I erased all the rest of them.
Oh, my God. Fuck all you guys.
I just left. They're starting to get repetitive, and I got upset.
I
Our girls won the World Cup.
I know. USA. All the way.
all the way.
No, this will have happened in the, you know, past.
That's right. It's still within a month, so it's still good.
Close enough.
Still good info. World Cup's huge.
You're switching up your stuff a little bit, Mike. What are you doing now with your training and with your eating and shit like that?
Well, now that we're in the future, I'm going to be working with Greg Knuckles, the Nux, Nuck if you buck, a little bit. So I have no idea what I'm about to do. I haven't gotten the program, but
he's a perfect person for you to get advice from. He looks awesome.
He's actually not doing my powerlifting. He's doing my...
I'm fucking with you, Greg Knuckles. If you've heard this, you probably didn't. You probably don't care.
He's actually doing my bodybuilding prep.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, that guy's a savage, man.
Yeah, Greg Knuckles, very strong.
Beast.
Rumor has it on the street that he got perfect score on his SAT.
Oh, my God. Is that possible?
So he's smarter than me.
Is that possible?
I know he's really into...
How do you get a perfect score?
What did he do?
Pirouette at the end?
Yeah, that's it. Perfect little landing.
A little shake at the end, a little dance.
With that name, he should be a fighter, boxer.
Greg
MMA,
Nux.
Knuckles.
Or Sonic's sidekick.
Yeah.
Five Knuckle Shuffle, Greg Knuckles.
Oh, the Five Knuckle Shuffle. You know the rap song, Knuck If You Buck.
Mm-hmm.
Thong, thong, thong. It's so good. Yeah, so I don't know. I know he's really into high frequency, high volume type shit.
Bulgarian shit, right?
Yeah, he's a little Bulgarian. I know he runs. I think he like experiments with the people he coaches. So we'll see what happens. But so
that might hurt.
Mark's on a Russian movement right now with his lifting. So it actually goes hand in hand because I haven't gotten my stuff from Knuckles. That him and I are just turning up our volume a little bit.
Yeah, just squatting twice a week and deadlifting twice a week. I'm just kind of fucking with it. Most of it is just to try to. Just clean up some bad habits, you know, like I got weaker for a while, lost some weight for a while, so I was just trying to figure out.
And then Tonight Dough came out.
Tonight Dough. How the fuck do I make this lift? And so I would just kind of close my eyes and just try to lift it, and that just wasn't working.
Is that good. Ben and Jerry's like an African-American joke?
I don't know.
You know, like a...
Yeah, Dough? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Tonight yeah. Dough.
Tonight Dough.
What you doing Tonight Dough?
Tonight Dough. I don't know.
I don't get it. I mean, I get it. Like Tonight... Cookie dough,
the Tonight Show.
Yeah,
the Tonight Dough.
I don't know.
It tastes fucking great. They nailed that part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, so same thing with my eating. I'm not necessarily going to try to gain weight, but I'm just going to eat more.
Not going to try to like get up to 200 or anything?
I'm probably there right now.
Oh, my God.
Well, I just started to like...
Holy shit.
What'd you get down on, 190?
Yeah, like 194, 95.
Okay.
Not like a big drop, but I don't want to go too heavy or too light anywhere.
Right.
But I tried to clean up a little bit for some summer and some photo shoots we were doing. Around the Super Train in and over at Reebok. So then, I'll just try to get a little bit stronger, feel a little better, eat a little better. Always feels good. Joints feel better.
Yeah, I think the main thing is over a long period of time is that you're, it's everybody always wants to try to improve everything at once, which is like impossible. You can improve some things at a given time, and so you focus in on something for 3 months. And then you shift gears and you focus in on something new for 3 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Not everything's always going to work. So, you have to kind of keep that in mind. But
when I think three months is when you're starting to like tone things into, like you've been lifting whatever, 20 years, And even me, I've been lifting like over 10 years.
Right.
So now we can kind of tone it down a little bit. But like for a beginner, like it's more like a year long, kind of like eat a lot, train a lot for a year, and then maybe cut back for 3 months, lose a little bit of fat, and go again for a year. Like even me, I'm going to go for like maybe 9 months to a year, eating a little more, train a little heavier, and then next summer when it's photo shoot time.
Cut it back down again.
And you'll just kind of stay at this body weight around 200 pounds?
Yeah, probably 200 to 210.
Yeah. I kind of do the same thing. I weigh like 250. I'll just stay around 250.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I actually was getting obsessive. People like always talk about like a hot topic, YouTube and just in the world, it's like eating disorders,
Right.
And I've never really had a good or bad relationship with food. I was just raised to like eat and finish your plate because you're fucking blessed to have that food. So eat it, So I did. And all my family's a little overweight, but I was never really overweight per se. I got bigger, got smaller. But then I just started like weighing myself every day to track my progress, which was great. But then like that weight would like make me feel good or bad. I think that's when like it's a disorder. Man, I fucked up this whole week or I did perfect this whole week and the scale didn't move. Or fuck, I fucked up and now I gained 2 pounds. Like fuck.
Yeah,
so I just like threw my scale away.
It's a fucking delicate balance.
Yeah, man. So I threw the scale away and then I'll just try to keep a little bit of abs and get bigger.
Yeah, once you establish some ways that you want to look, and you just fucking stick with them. Like, yeah. Oh, I got some veins. I'll just, okay, cool. I want those to pop out all the time. I won't eat so much that those disappear.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of what it is right now. And then, who knows, bodybuilding within the next 5 years. And then we'll whip a scale back out.
Bodybuilding.
Sort of the one thing I've done lately is move my bench grip in so that I can actually bench again. My left shoulder's been screwed up for, I don't know, like a year and a half, something like that. And it's something that, you know, the slingshot helps with, but it's not a perfect solution for it, right. You know. And I needed to bring my grip in, and I can bench pretty well, right. closer grip. I've put a couple of videos up, and people are like, oh, that's close grip for you? But I'm doing it wrong. It's like, well, you know, I'm a thumb off of the smooth.
Right.
And I just feel a lot more comfortable in that position.
Yeah, you're in closer than where you were before. Yeah, that's close for you.
Yeah, it's close for me. Yeah, yeah, I used to have middle finger on the ring.
Yeah. You know, that's, I put up a similar video a few weeks ago, and people were like, that's not close grip. Yeah, like,
well, hey, suck it, right?
Well, you know, that's what I say. Little Smokey pointed out that, like, we're not all using the same bars. The bars that are in a lot of the 24-hour gyms and stuff, Globo gyms, are very different than what we're using. Yeah. So the rings are not in the same place.
That's
so
when I first started Smokey at MB Slingshot. He literally texts me. He texts me every week saying, you forgot to mention me.
Oh, my God. What a homo.
Yeah, he's the worst.
He's, you know, he started off as a fan.
It's a slingshot.
And so
he's the worst. Smokey's literally the worst.
He gets a little something every time we talk about him, I think.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's excited right now. Yeah. Giving people tickets on the train. If you're on a train, watch out. He'll give you a ticket.
Yeah, he's all high and mighty on that fucking train.
Yeah, yeah, he thinks he's God. He has a God complex.
God damn.
What a bastard.
We got anything else?
I don't know, man. I think that's it.
I had a couple that came in. One of them is sort of a stupid question.
We're currently at the CrossFit Games, so come and find us. We're walking around Vendor Village, so come find Mark. Get a picture with him. I'm a great cameraman at the moment, so I'll grab the camera and take a picture of you too.
Get the right angle.
Yeah.
I'm not there. I'm somewhere else.
Are you at the beach?
I'm at the beach, yes.
Yeah, but we're not telling what beach, you creepers.
No, I'm at the beach with the fam. Somebody asked about why do powerlifters lift in singlets? And I think it's just a leftover from Olympic lifting, isn't it?
Probably, and you have to see a hip crease on the squat, yeah, and you have to see if a butt's making contact on the bench, yeah, so something tight. I feel like every sport kind of
every sport has a uniform.
And it's semi-functional for their sport.
Yeah.
They look ridiculous, though.
Yeah. Like, well, not as ridiculous as they used to.
No.
The Paul Anderson singlet?
Yeah.
Nipples out, Kurt Angle style?
Yeah, I don't really ever think there's too much of an issue with a singlet. One of the issues, you know, is like that singlets are made for... predominantly made for wrestling,
right?
And those have to be like really tight. You don't want like the guy to like pull on your singlet,
right?
You
know? Get fingers caught or something.
And obviously, you know, for powerlifting, you wouldn't necessarily want a loose singlet, but they, you know, a 3X can fit a guy that weighs, 180 pounds.
Right.
A 3X can fit a guy that weighs 180 easily.
But it won't fit Josh Morris.
Yeah, and then what does the 3X, the actual 3 or 4X guy do? You know, he's just got to stuff himself into something uncomfortable, you know? So there's more companies making singlets and stuff now. Reebok's made some. Virus has made some. There's more companies all the time making that shit. But I think the reason why you see it... in training is because people want to get used to them. That's what you wear in competition, and like anything that's going to throw you off or make you self-conscious or nervous or whatever, you want to try to use all that in training. You don't want that to be a shock to you come meet day.
Yeah, I think if tights have gotten trendy too, and singlets getting trendy, but it is also more comfortable when you, like, we tuck our shorts up when we squat, or we tuck our shorts up when we deadlift, so they're not rubbing or like pulling down. So I think
shit's just not in the way.
Yeah, part of it's functional, and then part of it is you see everybody else doing it on YouTube and Instagram, so then you start wearing tights to work out.
Right.
Because it's cool. It's the same reason where people wear Jordans to play basketball.
Yeah.
Shout out to Eric Talmont, I believe, was the first American guy I've seen that was religiously training in his...
I think you're correct.
In his singlet, you know. He kind of... I don't know if he started the trend or the Lillibridges made
it. The Lillibridges pushed
it. Kind of kicked it into high gear because they were doing it all the time, but... Eric Talmont was kind of the first one I remember doing that.
In his garage.
And I think he did that because that's what a lot of the Russian lifters and stuff do.
Yeah. Why not? Well, and typically powerlifters train in a commercial, or excuse me, non-commercial gym, warehouse-style gym, and it's hot as shit. Yeah. You know, like, here, it's hot. Like, I want to go pantsless. I'm just not confident enough.
It's kind of cool, though. You don't have, like, a lot of choices. You're just like, all right, well, I'll wear this, like, track, whatever the hell, uniform over top of my singlet. And then when I'm ready to lift, I'll just take this off and I'll lift.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, it's just your uniform. It's part
yeah,
of
right.
That
right.
makes sense.
You know,
makes
part
sense.
Of what you you wear for your combat or whatever you want to call it.
Combat.
I think we're all done?
I think we're all done.
Sure.
All right.
What you got, Smelly?
Multiply your hustle, multiply your muscle, and may all your shits be tapered. I'm at Mark Smelly Bell on Twitter and Instagram.
Thank you. You can find me at Silent Mike with 2 Ks, Instagram, and Twitters.
I am Jim McD, STTV, everywhere that I would want you to find me. You can also find me on Facebook, but if you can find me, you can friend me. Follow the show on Instagram at Mark Bell's Powercast, Facebook.com/SuperTrainingGym, and Twitter at STJimSack, and we are out.
Mark Bell's Powercast is a production of supertraining.tv.